views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So I've been traveling around the globe sharing this powerful information with people, and it is my pleasure to share inclusive information with you and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners. We love to hear from you, so feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Karen Campbell-Betton. She is a certified body talk practitioner, UN Method Master, and instructors, certified acute care nurse, practitioner, and mother. Karen is the owner of Intuitive Living, providing private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. We, as humans, only tap into a fraction of our infinite potential to live limitless, disease-free, joyful lives. Karen strives to bring the latest in science, alternative therapy, and healthcare to our awareness to achieve our greatest human potential as individuals, family, community, and on the continent and the globe. Hey, Karen, are you there?
Hello, Colette.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear your beautiful voice.
I love doing this show with you. It's when I get so excited before it. I always feels it's just so fun to share sort of the expansive nature together and bring listeners into whatever their possibility is to notice that they have the power to impact change in their lives.
I love that. And you know, you're doing really good work.
So are you.
And you know, today you said you wanted to talk about limitless living. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. You know, I want to remind people that you can call in. Karen and I would be happy to, you know, shift any problems that anyone has, 1-800-930-2819. But in the meantime, I want to talk about that, Karen, because you said you have some points to share. Mm-hmm. About limitless living and, you know, what you are finding when you work with your clients, the number one limiting belief. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to let you go, because what happens is we end up working with people and then we end up not getting around to
and that's okay,
sharing
too.
The information. Oh, no, that's actually my platform for this show is really the reason I begin doing this radio show is I wanted to provide people with an opportunity to feel that relief when you realize that problems that you've had for, you know, a long time, even a very long time, that they can be shifted very easily and quickly. And, you know, I get a lot of positive feedback from people who are listening in and the people who call in. So, you know, I'm just going to give you the platform here. You tell us what your understanding of limitless living is.
Fabulous. When you think of limitless living, it might be confusing to people, right? Like, what do you mean limits, you know? But we all have our stories, right? Our threads of stories that we tell ourselves as to why we are not manifesting what we want in our lives. And I know even that term, manifesting what we want in our lives, I struggle with it because to connect to people, it's better to be more specific, right? And of course, that for me, I find challenging in the sense that each person desires to manifest something, but it's always different aspects of our lives, right? So relationships. So one person might, you know, they might be have ease with their career and their health and their fitness and their finances, but they struggle with relationships. You know, they just can't find the right woman or the right man, or their marriage is just miserable, whatever that may be. Another area that is common would be health, right? So opposite, they have an amazing relationship, their finances are great, their career is right where they want it to be, but they just have these health problems that they can't wrap their head around. And then the third that I focus on would be career, which would be the same thing. Are there people out there that have ease with relationship and health and maybe even finance, but they can't seem to grasp of what they want to do with their lives, their career, their purpose, how to feel fulfilled in this life? And through my years of experience, starting in the medical world and in the hospitals, and now in my years of private practice, I have come to realize they're all one and the same, meaning it's the same influences in a broad sense that are impacting each person and creating this experience. And that impact is their individual limits, meaning they have certain beliefs, certain influences, which may be coming from their religion, their culture, their familial beliefs. It may be even somewhat genetic nature. I use the word genetic, meaning, you know, we're handed down certain characteristics, particularly physical characteristics, that are expressed at certain different times in our lives. So that other piece that impact how limited one expresses what they desire in their lives. So the number one belief that I have found to impact the general population of humanity in this current day and age for manifesting what we desire in our lives is this thought, or I don't even like to call it a belief, but that we're broken and that we need fixing, right? We are fed this by the media, by the news, by everything that says that we need to be fixed. Right? You're watching TV, there's how many pharmaceutical commercials saying, do you have this wrong with you? Do you have that wrong with you? Is this wrong with you? We are being subconsciously fed information that says we do not have a wisdom and a knowing in our body to handle and process and integrate our experiences in life.
That is so true, you know, and that's why I don't have a TV.
Yeah.
People don't realize that, you know, I know lots of people, I'm not saying don't have a TV like me, but I mean, I love not having a TV. But for 8 years now, I have not had one in my house because people don't realize that when you watch TV a lot of the programming on TV is about, you know, people who are desperate, you know, and that sits in our subconscious, in our unconscious minds, and even on our, in our conscious minds, and especially if you fall asleep to TV, you know, but let's talk a little bit more about that. We have to take a break right now. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Karen Campbell-Benton, a very good friend and someone I admire greatly. We are going to share more ways to move energy. You can feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stevens is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Wisdom Conference, the Wisdom Book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Visit the website and contact her at voicesunlimited.com. That's voicesunlimited.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Batten. Before we continue, Karen, share your contact information with our listeners so that they can get in touch with you.
Yes. So my website is www.intuitivelivingny.com. And my email is Karen@intuitivelivingny.com. And once you get on the website, there's other ways to connect with me. So those are the great ways. I'd love to hear from anybody. Questions, thoughts, comments, concerns, bring them at me.
Yeah, that's cool. And you know, that goes for me also. I love to get the feedback from people about the radio show because people are always so surprised that even if they don't call in, that they still feel better.
Right.
Yeah.
And then so, even to give credence to the opposite of that, perhaps what you hear on this radio station, right, or during our talking, it triggers the living daylights out of you and you're angry and you're like, no, that's not possible. Contact me, because that just means you're showing up for the conflict. You know, conflict is a way we start to have awareness about some of the aspects of ourselves that we're ready to dissolve, or we wouldn't be so triggered. So that's exactly. as exciting a reaction or a side effect of this work as, you know, feeling amazing. I take both and am blessed to have either experience and love to dive into the conflict with whoever so that we can unveil what they're bringing up and support them to expand and shift and find clarity in their life with that conflict that is arising.
Absolutely. And you know, we do have a caller here. We will take this call right away here, and then we'll get into talking more about limitless living. But we have Roberta from Las Vegas, Nevada. Sounds like fun, Roberta. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you today?
I've got a bit of a cold.
Yes, we can hear that. What would you like for Karen and I to address for you today?
Right now, I'm in Las Vegas, and my son is taking care of my dog at home. Mm-hmm. And I've taken the UN method, but I'm not very good at it. And I just wondered if it's possible to, he has a bad ear.
Oh, okay.
So I just wondered.
So I just want to get you to give me a baseline for where you're at with that. Zero being you feel really neutral to it, and 10, like you're really upset about it.
10.
Okay. Well, what's your dog? What kind of dog?
It's an American Cocker.
Okay, and which ear?
I think he's about 6 or 7.
Oh no, I meant which ear is infected?
Oh, ear. I'm sorry. I got a cold.
Okay.
it's his left.
It's his left ear. Yeah, that's what I was. Okay, Karen. You know, what are you picking up here?
Well, the first thing that screams at me is this not very good aspect of this sort of lie that you tell yourself that is impacting you being able to step into your wisdom and what you have to offer here in this world, you know, your natural gifts. And your dog is giving you an opportunity to notice and take heed and perhaps step into that. Because if it's not your own issues that are going to make you change your lives, then your dog is ready to show up and offer you a couple of his issues to support you in expanding and shifting. So
dogs are so loyal. They will take on our stuff in a second. If you've got a cat, they'll only do it if they feel like it.
And listen, I can feel you going down that other story that says, oh God, it's my fault. See, of course it's my fault. What's going on with the dog? That's not what we're saying here at all. These are all opportunities to bring awareness to aspects of your being that are desiring to shift and change, right? So we strengthen you to the accumulated experiences of shame, guilt, and sabotage around your worth, 100%, all the way up to what we can't even imagine, and right down to your cells, atoms, and molecules. And we do the same for your immediate family. So there's you, there's your son. Who else is in your family?
I have 3 boys and a girl.
Okay, so we're taking all of your children and the dynamic of all five of you. Well, no, 3 boys and a girl. That would be, there's actually 6 of you. So there's a father.
Is there 6 of you? Are you
with
your husband?
Yes, there's a father.
Are you?
Father, yeah, he's in there too, whether he's with her or not. He's in the matrix. But we just strengthen the matrix to the.
Oh, he's with me. He's got a cold here in Las Vegas too.
Oh, he does.
That's what you get for gambling, right?
I'm
just teasing you.
So collectively dissolving the supports that have influenced this experience of you navigating life from this place of not being good, you know, not not claiming your innate greatness and divine expression of your natural being, regardless of what you do and don't do in life. You have innate gifts to offer the world, not in what you do, but in your just natural beingness. So we strengthen those ties in your family that have supported that experience up to now, and we strengthen you to the future of dissolving those and the coordination patterns between you and your family to support an expansive nature where you step into what you already know, not in a logical sense, but in a feeling and a knowing and taking action from that place.
And I would like to just say to you, this is something that's very profound that my colleague Mark Kittenbach came, you know, we discussed this quite a bit, and, you know, we've been teaching energetic upgrade seminars together for the last year and a half. And this is something that we have found, you know, the way he said it is really very, very empowering for people, is that, you know, when you're moving energy, what happens is in the beginning, you get less of what you don't want. And getting less of what you don't want is not as much fun as getting what you want, but it's better. And so you need to recognize when things are shifting, that on an energetic level, we're working on with many dimensions and existences and times and space. But we also have to deal with the third dimensional world. And as you're creating your reality, the people around you are also creating their reality. And so we want to strengthen you to this. What's coming up for you is that you feel guilty for being away from home is what's like, do you have two homes?
Yes.
Yeah. And you feel guilty about leaving your other home on one level. And it's actually coming up spiritual. And it's like being in this home, in this body. A cold is actually just grief. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting there's something about this dog being, you know, when I asked you about the ears and you said the years, what came up right away, this dog's almost 6 or 7 years old. And it's coming up as a weakness in a spiritual cycle, which often comes up in sevens. What is your dog's name?
Ronan.
Ronan? That is so funny because I just had a session with someone with Ronan involved just this morning. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, to the dog, to its name, and what you named the dog. For some, who named the dog?
My daughter.
Okay. See, because I was picking up which daughter out of the three?
It's three boys. It's one girl.
Oh, one girl. Right. Okay. So
yes.
This energy is coming. The left side of the body is about feminine energy. Mm. It's about... Yeah, and you know, moving into your creativity. And so this dog is just... is this a male or a female dog?
He's a male.
Yeah, okay. You've got a lot of male energy there and only two girls.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to strengthen the aspects in that. That's what I was picking up right away. And that you being comfortable being, you know, if you think of yourself as a conscious being rather than a human being, you know, you're a conscious being and you're traveling in a human body. And so we want to strengthen you being in this body that you're in at this time and not being at home in that home with that dog. And that's what's coming up for me. If you want to hang on, what we can do is Karen and I'll, we have to take another break here. Karen and I will work on you and your dog through the break, and then we'll check in with you when we come back and see how you're feeling. This is Colette Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Wouldn't you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Aren't you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free, two-hour, full-spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington, on October 8th or October 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. Space is limited and will fill up fast, so call Lynn today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Karen Campbell-Betton here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We have Roberta on the line from Las Vegas, and her little dog Ronan has an ear infection in the left ear. Karen and I have been working on this through the break. I just wanted to check in with you, Roberta. You were like at a 10, how much this is bothering you. Where has that shifted for you at all yet?
Yes, it's like I don't care.
Yeah, there we go. So you're neutral. And what I wanted to say to you is last week we worked on a dog. I think Mark was on the show last week, and we worked on a dog, and we, you know, this dog was very, very ill, and within a couple hours I got an email that the dog's better. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this can happen very quickly. We want to strengthen you to that, you know, that now that you're solid, every time you think about this dog, that you're going to strengthen that dog on the dog's spine, starting from the nose all the way down to the tip of the tail. And you're going to feel your heart and feel what it is that you want. Because this underlying weakness for this dog, Karen and I both picked up, it was not the dog, it was you. And not in a bad way, just because dogs are loyal. And if you're bothered, the dog's going to be bothered. So you strengthen yourself, you strengthen the dog at the same time. And, you know, you'll also lose the cold. Yeah. Karen, do you have any last words for Roberta?
Just the connection to her sacroiliac joint on either side, connected to her sacrum to support the speed of change. You know, there's a bit of resistance in there when her senses start perceiving things are moving fast. So we just want to strengthen you to all the accumulated experiences of that not being good, you know, perceiving that speed was not a safe thing in aspects of your life. And we want to strengthen your pelvis, to those joints in your pelvis and the pubis and the sacroiliac joint, to support you and all of your organs, right, to integrate, synchronize, and balance the perception of speed and process it just like any other thing, you know, the fact that you're a beautiful female.
Yeah, there we go.
The same way.
Thank you for calling in, Roberta.
Thank you. I felt the energy in my chest, especially in my heart, and in the right ovary.
Good. Like, we want to strengthen. Yeah, there we go. See, you are picking up the weaknesses. And when Karen, as soon as Karen corrected the, it's basically your tail. Is your Cocker Spaniel's tail docked? Roberta?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. Is your Cocker Spaniel's tail docked? Did they cut the tail when it was a puppy?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's where that energy is coming from. Mm-hmm. When dogs have their tails docked, they quite often have a weakness around having that energy cut off. So we're going to reattach your dog's tail. It's asking for it right now. And then we're also going to strengthen that, you know, you're like, well, that's already strong, Karen. You already did it. Yeah. And also for you, Roberta, getting in touch with your cold is like push that energy through, you know, through exit portals through your body. This is grief. There's no physical. And I would suggest that you're in Vegas. And, you know, when you're in Vegas, you're supposed to have fun.
Right.
Go have some fun.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, what do they say about Vegas? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Go for it.
Okay, I will.
And grief really feels like it's around your potential, you know, your awareness of your potential. So step into it in Vegas and let it go. And knowing what comes from joy is so much more expansive. So bring what you are innately made of, your truth, your true identity out to the world today. Allow it to just expand and be.
Yeah, like your dog is telling you to wag your tail.
Exactly. Oh, I like that. That's good.
Yeah, dogs are so loyal. They love us so much that, you know, they want us to be happy. Your dog doesn't want you to be unhappy while you're away from your dog. So just strengthen that. I was also working on the relationship with your son to the dog. So we just strengthen that so that they have better communication. So you have a wonderful day. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you all. Have a wonderful day now.
Many blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So, you know, limitless living. Don't let the dog, let the tail wag the dog. The dog needs to wag the tail.
I'm sure you're going to say, don't let the dogs out. I don't know where.
So you were saying like that limit, you know, when we're, when we want, you know, limitless living, this was beautiful how, you know, this happens all the time when people are brave enough to call in. It's really funny because people are, and I want to, I always like to make this clear on the radio show that when we say that there's a weakness there, we're talking about a weakness in the alignment of your energy. We are not saying you're a weak person in any way. There's no judgment whatsoever when it comes
to... It's like the energy potential too, right? You know, it's like the potential of energy in that space is not on the level that it could be, which can shift instantaneously.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really funny how, you know, the wagging of a dog's tail and the purring of a cat have a very, very high vibration.
Right.
And so, you know, let's strengthen everybody that's listening in right now that doesn't have a dog or, you know, that, you know, if you do or you don't, or, you know, these animals, that are in our homes are a real blessing for us because they are, you know, they are showing us how to have to be more fun and be authentic within ourselves. And so
absolutely,
we want to strengthen. I'm just getting right now to strengthen everybody that, you know, listening in now or later, you know, let's make that authentic self triad really, really strong, that, you know, your body, soul, and your spirit are really balanced and even. And, you know, we live in the third dimensional world and there's a lot happening right now out there, just as there always has been. And what you were saying before, you know, we got the call was that people feel that everything needs to be fixed. The world does not need to be fixed. The world is the way the world is, and we can either get in touch with it and make, you know, enjoy it as a heavenly place, or we can do the opposite.
Right, yeah. And it's true. The call is to re-engage, I believe, and reinstate and remember our own innate wisdom that we all have to offer the world, and not in this strength, drive, and motivation space, but in this space that expands from ease and grace. That's a natural part of our being. And to me, that in my experience, this part, if I were to give people three ways or an antidote to this message that we're being fed, that we are incomplete and broken and need fixing, right? You know, it's not even so much that we're being fed, but we're all attempting to resolve the charge that says that we are incomplete, is to cultivate a relationship with yourself. And there can be resistance out there because we do have a mindset, particularly in the United States, I believe, that we want to hand our issues over to someone that's going to help us. But just bringing awareness, shining a little light on this possibility of your own value and worthiness to support yourself and to use your own insight. And then I'm going to quickly, because I know we're coming up on a break, just give three general ways that can support us to cultivate a relationship with ourselves. You don't even necessarily need to take courses. You know, there's so many things that will be magnetized to you that will support you in expanding this.
Okay, Karen, we do need to go to a break now, so it'll have to wait till after the break. This
so
is
I'm
what Radio
Land.
Yeah, leave them hanging so that they stay on. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny. I am thrilled to connect with all of you. I'm happy to say my book is out on Kindle or on ebook version right now, and probably
it's fantastic.
And within a week or so, it will be out in print. And so we will be right back to talk about these three things right after this
We've
short break.
We've already said goodbye.
broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in schools that inspire, excite, and encourage our kids to step beyond what they thought was possible? The Access Possibility School is enrolling now. Students in grades K through 8 are welcome to our virtual classroom. Classes start September 8th. For more information about the Access approach, teachers, enrollment, and what makes us different, visit AccessPossibilitySchool.com. That's AccessPossibilitySchool.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Attitude, keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tingling tasty, without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I've got Karen Campbell-Batten with me here today. And also, I have my wonderful producer, Brian, that Karen and I have officially designated as an energetic practitioner and excellence, because always chooses the right music at the right time. Mm-hmm. And Karen, I love it. And so we've been enjoying that so much this morning. We want to talk about those three things before we run out of time, because we we don't want to make a promise that we don't keep here.
Right. So, you know, the three ways to cultivate a relationship with yourself, which I believe is the greatest antidote to dissolving this idea that arises in different aspects of our lives that says we're incomplete, broken, or need fixing. And the first one would be time alone and meditating every day. And when I say meditate, it triggers a lot of people, and it used to trigger the daylights out of me as well. But it doesn't mean that you're sitting in a cross-legged position and your hands are open and you're oming, and it can be any form. And what I connect people to their closest connection to what meditation may be is how you feel when you look at a sunset. You know, that moment where you feel a stillness in your body and your creativity is given this freedom to just flow, where suddenly you're able to, I mean, that's what we mean by meditation, is you're able to get and see the bigger picture. So utilizing whatever that may be for you, whether that is, you know, and then that brings us to the second way to cultivate a relationship with yourself is to spend some time in nature. So, you know, how often, even if you just go down to the water, you suddenly feel a lift in the urgency of the concerns of the moment. You get a broader view to support you in integrating whatever it is that may be impacting you in that moment. I akin that to meditating. So even though the first point is meditating, it can come up and show up in many different forms in your life. Parts of you that connect you to the fact that you are greater than your body, you are greater than your mind, you are a limitless being with limitless potential. And when I use the word limitless, I am referring to the inability of language to capture the human spirit and what we really are, right? We are so much more than our role as a mother and a daughter and a father and a son and a president and all those different roles that we take on. We are so much more than that. And then the third way that I have found to be integral in my experience in connecting to my wisdom and stepping into what I am inspired by and abundance and joy in life is energy sessions of whatever you are drawn to. Open yourself to it. Allow it to show up in your life. There are so many different versions out there. But the key is not looking for someone else to tell you where to go to, but just play with where you're drawn to go. What does that feel like? Perhaps I want to go over here. You know, I'm a body talk practitioner and a Ewan method practitioner, and I do Franklin method workshops. Colette is an unbelievable energetic practitioner that began the energetic upgrade. These are, you know, two starting points, but you can go wherever you're drawn. In other words, play with it, allow it to expand and change your life.
That is very well said, because, as we recognize that it is our natural state to expand and accelerate along with the universe, we don't have to step into this place of fear, because change is happening. Change has always happened. Change is always happening and always will be happening. And so, people are afraid of change, and when they back away from that and they back away from what's going on, what happens is the change happens without any direction for that person's life. For me, that's the easiest way to put it. So we want to really, step into the feeling that, you know, as conscious beings, that we can affect great change. And, you know, people have a tendency, like, there's so much happening out there in the world. And, you know, the Syrian refugees, watching what's going on there. When you see this, we want to strengthen, I would just like to do a correction for that for everybody. And when we say correction, I mean, just shift some energy around this, open up everybody's heart. To allow this situation to get better with ease and grace and effortlessness. And what I mean by that is, don't forget your heart when you're shifting energy. If you want to strengthen what's in your heart, that's where our heart has a huge force also. And we want to expand that on the love that we have for humanity, just as human beings. There's a lot of really, really, really good people out there doing really, really good work. And, you know, when people start confusing that good, you know, doing good, being good, doing good work is good enough. And when you start confusing that with having to be good at everything, that's when the weaknesses really start coming in. Doing good, being good, is enough. We don't have to always be pushing ourselves to be like superwoman or superman. We can actually be in a place where we come from our heart and, you know, we love. And I feel that for, you know, all of us, that if we recognize this, that, you know, we're all connected in many ways, you know, in the third dimensional world, but on an even greater level through that love we have as human beings.
Right. And I think for me, sometimes the concept of loving others would get confused with the idea that it's from religious pullings, that it's to the sacrifice of self. And I would just like to add to this love piece that the natural expression of the heart energy is self-honoring and self-respect and loving oneself. And when you provide that nurturing and nourishing environment for yourself, you have nothing to but then offer that to others. And people are connected to that vibration with, not with your words, but with your presence, and you impact change just from that space. And that's where the world starts to begin. It's not, like you said, with the effort and the drive and the doing all these good things so much as it is creating that connection to your heart center, to yourself, to your self-honoring, to your self-respect, and emanating the radiant light that's within you that others are magnetized to, and then invites them effortlessly to do the same.
I love how you said that, Karen. I can't believe that, you know, even though there is no time, that we've run out of time.
Well, so we're starting a revolution to change our what, I lost the words, but anyway, heart energy and connecting to our wisdom and self-honor and self-respect and feeding the world by nourishing and honoring and nurturing ourselves.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. And I just want to thank you so much for the beautiful gift you are and for gifting us with your presence on this radio show. And to all the listeners listening in now or later, thank you for listening in. And you can connect with me, as I said, at thetruthisfunny.com, at energeticupgrade.com. And I just wanted to send out a big, strong wave of love to all those people in the Syrian refugees, and to all the people around the situation. Let's strengthen this so that we send them creative solutions to this problem. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. Thank you, Karen. And we will talk with all of you again next week at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.